third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's. Life has its ironies, you know, that are like...
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
I'm getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no...
So that's all that matters to you?
That's how...
Wait, that's...
Mickey's Dodgers, look.
Thanks, Hector.
We got Jersey Burger and a Cowboy Bacon Burger.
I care about rings. This is what I care about.
Well, what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
Yes, before you interrupt me on my show. Do not disrespect me on my show. No one disrespects me on my show, first of all. Let me say what I have.
Wow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. First time guest, we have Jason Gilbert. Jason, how are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me, Doug. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, no problem. So we actually met in the middle of the ocean on Oasis of the Seas.
Yeah, no, that was actually wild. It's kind of crazy. I don't know about you, but I met so many incredible people here.
Yeah, me too.
So happy that we were able to connect like this.
Yeah, we met karaoke night.
That's right. You were singing. Well, you did the Backstreet Boys, I think.
Yeah, almost every night.
I want it
that way. Yeah. Well, that night I did Piano Man.
That's right. Yes. And but I was tuning in most nights.
Yeah, and you did Ed Sheeran, Thinking of You, right?
Yes, I did that Thinking Out Loud song, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah, Thinking Out Loud.
Oh, man. Man.
My brother just looked at me and was like, how did you get that song wrong?
He was like, boy, get it together.
It happens. So yeah, for sure. Let's get started with you. How did you get into music? How did you become a singer? What was your passion?
So that's a really interesting question. So I have a loaded backstory, if you will. I actually didn't start singing until I was in college. I was low-key a little bit afraid to. But most of my life was spent doing sports growing up. And
Nice.
Yes.
I figured you were always into music.
You know, I wish I was. But I did sports. It was honestly not really my thing. I was kind of just good at it, but it was not for your boy.
Yeah.
I would complain every step of the way. But it definitely helped me have an appreciation for them, for sure. But when I went into college, I was supposed to run track, or at least I was going to. My goal was, well, not really necessarily my goal. I was being scouted by NYU, and I ended up not going because they're not a D1 school, and they could not offer me athletic scholarship. And I don't know if you know how much tuition is at NYU, but that is bread. 70K. And
your boy, I figured that.
Yeah, so I ended up going to UConn, and I kind of screwed up, fumbled a little bit with the recruitment process there because I didn't think I was going to go to UConn, so I didn't take the track coach recruiting seriously. So when I finally realized I was going to UConn, I hit him up, and he's like, yeah, you can be a walk-on. And I was like, I don't know about all that. So I also was studying engineering in college, so I was like, well, you know, this is probably a good thing. Like, I probably won't have free time anyways.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I was very incorrect about that. I actually had so much free time freshman year because, you know, I was doing all those gen eds and things like that. I was studying chemical engineering. So it was like chemistry, physics, all things I took in high school. So with that free time, I actually decided to pick up piano. And with piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade and dropped it. Partly because my keyboard low-key set on fire and I did not have another keyboard. And mama and papa was like, you're not getting another one. You lit your first one on fire.
I guess you played great then.
Yeah, you know, you could say I was fire on the keys or something. Shoot.
Yeah.
But when I got into college, I bought myself a keyboard. And after that, I started practicing and playing. And then 1 year later, I joined my fraternity and love my brothers. And I remember that my big, he was also a singer and very talented, very incredible. And one of my other brothers, his name is Jake, Jake and Max, just to give y'all some context. Jake and Max were like singers and they were really pushing me to like try it, go for something. And my timid self, I was like, all right, I'm gonna start with gospel choir. Cause first of all, I saw them the last semester and they're incredible. But also there was no auditions, so I could like hide.
Yeah.
Back, right. And oh my goodness, my time in Voices and Freedom that first semester was absolutely incredible. I first started in the first rehearsal all the way in the back, and I was just a, you know, like a slight bit timid. But when I was there, like I could tell that like the people who wanted to sing but didn't necessarily know how, that's where they sat. And I would notice that like they weren't necessarily always on pitch. So I slowly every week migrated to the front.
Nice.
And then you know, I ended up getting my first solo, and after that I ended up auditioning for my a cappella group, and from there I realized just music was what made me happy. It was my passion. So after that first year of singing, that summer I recorded my first studio single, Worst Way, put it out for the world, and it's been a history from there. Honestly, I just found myself in college.
Yeah, that's a tremendous story, because I didn't think you would play sports. I figured you're always like into like entertainment, music.
Yeah, honestly, sports were not for me, but I did play them. I played football, I played soccer, I ran track. It was like a huge part of like my childhood growing up.
Yeah, I used to play hockey, and then all of a sudden I realized I wasn't good at it. So give me the mic and I'll talk about it.
Ah, yeah, you used to play hockey for how long?
Majority of my life. Roller, and then I played ice.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I know very little about hockey.
Yeah, it's a fast, fun sport.
Yeah. I was always like low-key intimidated because it felt like one of those like very high contact sports, you know?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, you got to have you got to be tough for that one. Me, like, you should have seen me in football. I was just such a pretty boy. I would always avoid all types of contact. I would avoid the mud, all of that. I was not built for it.
So you have any like artists that you look up to that you try to style after?
So that's tough. Honestly, I get this question a lot, and there are definitely artists that have left an impression on me, artists I love. But I often find that I feel like it's really hard for me to put my music in a box or compare it to anyone. But I'll say that like artists that are huge for me growing up or just inspirations or artists that I love. Neo was always like a huge one for me. I also really loved Trey Songz. I know like these are some like old heads that people you don't really hear much about anymore, right?
Yeah, because Neo was a big hit when I was like in eighth grade with like Sexy Love, Because of You.
Yes, Because of You, Sexy Love, So Sick, Closer, like
yeah,
all of those classics, you know. Which actually a neat thing. I did a cover of Miss Independent by Neo, and he like saw it and liked it, which was really neat. Outside of that, I also, I'd say that one huge inspiration, like nowadays for me, which might sound a little crazy, Ariana Grande, that woman can sing. And I'm always impressed by the way in which she arranges her music, like background vocals and things like that. I think it's just, I don't know if anyone's ever seen videos of her live arranging, but it's like so incredible to watch, and I aspire to be at that level one day. But she's definitely a huge inspiration in terms of how I approach like the studio sessions.
I gotta stop you right there. I thought you would have said Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I love Ed Sheeran, but I'd say that he's different from what my personal sound is. I think he's a very talented artist and musician. Honestly, you know, one of the things that I'll say that I did take from him once was the live looping. I don't know if you've ever seen him do that with like Wayfaring Stranger. It was really cool. He just essentially like creates the whole track right in front of you with a live looper. And it, like,
oh, I think I saw that when I went to his show. He's like stepping on like a pedal.
Exactly that. That was something that like left an impression on me, and I bought myself a live looping pedal, and I even used it once for a gig. I was singing, what's the song? It's a Seal song. It's so popular. Yeah, that song. I made that whole harmony stack at the beginning live, and it was a really cool experience. And that was definitely like something I noted from Ed Sheeran and did.
So when you write music, do you try to like send a message out to people? Like a lot of artists have, like you could look at Neo, some of his songs about like heartbreak. Is there like a way you like to inspire people throughout your music and songs?
So, yeah, but also like, not really. Let me be transparent in this. Like, I always want to inspire people with my message. But when I'm writing music, I'm writing it for me in the moment. Like, I am writing for 90% of the time, it's to process something I'm going through. And I hope that when I release this music, it also helps someone else process or get through something difficult. But when I am in the moment of writing, it is definitely for me in that moment. I hope that answered your question.
So kind of like NF, the rapper.
I'm not familiar with NF.
He has a song, Let You Down.
Nope.
I'll Let You Down.
Never heard it.
So
now
some,
I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, so some of his songs are talking about what he's going through.
Okay.
So it started with like depression, and then his latest albums talk about like hope, how he changed, how he's like progressing to living a happy life, having hope.
Yeah, for sure. I'll say, like, I have this song that's actually coming out next month.
I think I saw the video. You posted something.
I will be posting something. It's actually going to be posted by the time this gets out. But it is a song called More. And essentially, and I think it's going to be one of those songs that people can relate to, because I think it speaks volumes towards like dating culture at the moment. Because if anyone's single like your boy, I think you've been through this, or maybe not. Maybe you like the streets and you love the streets. I ain't hating, because I low-key love the streets a little bit too. But the song is about wanting more than the streets, wanting something serious, wanting something not like a fleeting night of debauchery. But I really think that's going to be one of those songs that's extremely relatable for people in the times now, you know, because all these dating apps like Tinder, Hinge, like, I don't know about y'all, but nothing really has come from that for me. So, but yeah.
Because I think when you look at music, it hits with people. The message sticks out to people. You know, we could be going through something in our lives, and that song is something that I need to listen to, and it could give me hope to grow.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where a lot of artists should go these days, because a lot of artists just rap, or they sing for, you know, the hits. But a lot of artists, if they have music that you can relate to, it could definitely change someone's life, and it may click with them, and it may change them. They may be sad, and the next thing you know, they hear this song and be like, you know what? This guy's a singer. He struggles just like me.
Yeah. I think that it's like music is beautiful in that way, in which you can listen to a song and realize you're not the only one, or you're not alone in terms of dealing with something that's maybe very difficult, or also maybe incredible, because music isn't always just sad, right? No. I also think that it's a universal language, right? Like, music is something that like transcends culture borders. Like, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, a song can make you feel something despite being from Germany, Japan, the US. We can hear it from any one of those places, having grown up in any one of those places, and still feel the same emotion. And I think that is such a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm in the club and Peppas comes on, that hit Spanish song, I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it.
Up, yeah.
I may not know what the lyrics mean, but it brings a good mood.
That is for sure. I mean, we, you know, on the cruise, we was acting up Like the nights where even though they were playing Hispanic music, I was like, I have no idea what they're saying, but I could tell you.
Yeah, I was having a great time. My boy Shane, he was having the time of his life.
Oh my gosh, yes, Shane.
And the funny thing is, he came up to me, and he's like, "I went to high school with that kid."
That was absolutely wild. So little backstory for y'all. We're on this cruise, and there's what? I think there's like 6,000 people on this boat, mind you.
No, I heard 9.
9,000? Okay.
That's what I heard.
Jeez. A lot of people on this boat. And I'm at karaoke watching people kill it, right?
Thank you.
Yes, that's right. Mr. Dougie was out there eating, y'all. He left no crumbs, okay? And I'm like sitting there watching, cheering people on, and someone just taps me on the back of the shoulder, and I turn around and I'm like, "Hi." And they're like, "Yeah, like I think you look very familiar." And I was like, "Huh? Like where from?" And like he started asking me, he's like, "You're from Central Jersey and all these things." And like we ended up finding we were literally in the same graduating class.
Who would have thought?
Right? Like that was absolutely wild to me.
The middle of the ocean.
In the middle of the ocean. Where I was like, "This is nuts." Everything about that vacation was crazy.
Yeah, it was great. So when you do karaoke, do you just like choose a song just for the fun of it? Because when you did Thinking Out Loud, not Thinking About You, Thinking Out Loud.
That's right.
You're welcome, James. Thinking Out Loud. Sorry, James, that you missed it on karaoke because Mom wanted to get pizza. But when you sang that song, I was like, damn, this guy reminded me of Ed Sheeran the way he sang the lyrics. So did you just pick a song that, you know, you could sing to? Because I tried doing Shivers and I got out of breath doing it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Shivers is a cool song.
Yeah. Ooh, no, that's, ooh, I like the way you do it like that when you
give me shivers. Yes. As far as like, I guess how I go about like picking a song for karaoke, I really just pick a song that like feels good and it's fun. Cause I'll be honest, like to me, like if you listen to a lot of my music, it's more emotional.
And, yeah.
Like, that's what I love to sing. Right. But when I'm like singing for like fun, like karaoke to have like make everyone feel good, I'm going to pick a song that feels good. And I think if were you there at the finals for the karaoke competition?
My mom was, so I saw the video. You did Happy.
Yes, and like that was another example of that. You know what I mean? Like I could have easily picked something that was like sad and slower, but I was like, nah, like I want people to feel good. I want to make people get up and want to dance and sing along, you know? So that's kind of like my approach towards picking songs for karaoke.
Oh yeah, you weren't there for the last night. So they were setting it up, right? And you know, I was by the bar having my drinks. And as they were setting it up, I wanted That Way Came On. So I was singing to it. And then I went up to the host, the cruise director. I was like, can I sing? Can I take the mic and sing? So I finished off I Want It That Way. And
amazing.
Yeah. There's maybe like 4 or 5 people in there at the time. And then when I went up to do Shivers, she's like, let me guess, you're doing I Want It That Way. I was like, no, I'm doing a different song. I'm doing Shivers by Ed Sheeran for my brother. She's like, whew, thank God.
She was like, listen, you were like, I gotta keep them on their toes. I can't be that predictable. I gotta switch it up.
Yeah.
She said, thank God.
Yeah, she's like, I'm so glad you didn't do I Want It That Way. Well, think about it. I did it every single night.
Well, I'm sure everyone loved it every single night.
Yeah. And then Shane and I had us do a duet in the end, Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
Y'all did a duet and I missed it.
I can play I can get the clip right here. I'll show you.
I want the clip.
Yeah, we did a duet. All right, so I'm going to edit this and play it on the screen.
Yeah, I need to see this.
So was this your first cruise?
No, actually. So this was my first cruise as an adult, which was so lit. I'm working very hard not to cuss here. Am I allowed to cuss?
That's up to YouTube.
Okay,
me, I don't mind.
I don't want to mess with your monetization, so I won't cuss. So this was my first cruise as an adult, which was absolutely incredible. But growing up, we went on cruises like almost all the time. That was like basically our annual family vacation, because my parents, they're straight off the boat from Haiti. So they're like, bring me back to the motherland kind of energy, you know, like they
all. Oh, yeah. Royal Caribbean has one, I think, to Labadee.
Yes, I actually, that was one of the first cruises I went on, like stopped in Labadee, and it's absolutely beautiful. But that is why my family, like, we go on cruises so frequently. Like, this was probably like, I lost count, I'm not going to lie, but I've been on several, but this was the first one as an adult, and I was acting up. I could drink. I wasn't stuck to the kids club. I could buy things. Like being able to go and like buy cologne and jewelry, like that was so nice.
Yeah,
Mama, I want this.
Yeah, this is a blast. All right, so I'm putting this together, and then this was my I think my fourth one. I went in February on Anthem, and then I went on Oasis for my birthday week.
Heard you. Have you ever traveled outside of like Royal Caribbean, like Carnival, Norwegian?
Yeah, Carnival, and then we did Celebrity.
How did you like Celebrity?
It was small.
Okay.
Quiet. Not a lot of people on there.
All right. Honestly, I don't know if I'd prefer that after having so many people. But you know what the thing is? Even though there were so many people, 6,000 or 9,000, I feel like I was running into the same people like every day.
Yeah, I felt like that too. I saw the same people in the karaoke hall. I saw you like five times.
No, literally. And it wasn't even always in karaoke. That's the thing that was crazy.
No, it wasn't. It was like through the hallway.
Exactly. Like that's what I was like, I can't imagine it being like it feeling smaller than this, you know?
Yeah.
All right. You got this video?
Yeah, let's see if I could put it up. All right. Video file. Yeah, because he came, well, he was lit. he came up to me. He's like, let's do a duet. He's like, I was like, all right. So he's like, let's do Bruce Springsteen. He said, let's do Born in the USA. I'm like, Shane, I can't do a duet with that song. He's like, come on. It's America. Let's do it. I was like, no, we're not doing that song. So I said, if you want to do a Bruce Springsteen song, I'll do Dancing in the Dark.
Heard you. Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Oh, this is it. It looks like, no, that's a different video. Where is it? I posted. Oh, that might be it. Oh, today. Yeah, there it is. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. First, I just got James recording, so I gotta give a shout out to my supervisors, Nicole and Dave. I know you're gonna roast us when we get back. I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning.
I love how much love that you have up there.
The same way.
Yeah.
I ain't nothing but tired. And I'm just tired, bored with myself. Hey there, baby. I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This comes for hire.
Come on.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark. David Nicole is gonna roast us.
I think this is where Shane goes.
That's just I wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, man, I ain't getting nowhere.
I love this.
I'm just living in a thumb like this. There's something somewhere. Maybe I just know that there is. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Keep it ever just dancing in the dark.
I love it.
You sit around getting older. There's a joke here somewhere.
Yeah, that was it.
Dude, I'm so upset I missed that. And also, I could see Shane was living his best life.
He was. Yeah, he was.
Life.
That was. I should so try. And, cool. I should try and get the video of Shivers up there.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, you have that too.
Yeah.
Nah, I won't complain if I see that.
Cause I tried doing. I want to do Castle on the Hill. I'm on my way.
I haven't heard that song.
I feel like that's the better song to do karaoke, especially where it's like slow paced. Cause yeah, Shivers was like fat. Shivers was fast paced.
Yeah, dude. Trust me. I low-key felt that way when I was doing Happy. I was running around on stage. I was like, oh my God. And like, I was not taking care of my voice throughout that vacation, or at least as well as I should have been. So then I was sitting there running around. I'm like, oh my God, my voice isn't even going to hold up. Like,
all right, so that brings me to this question then, because when I was doing Shivers, I got out of breath. I was like, thank God this is over. I'm going to grab myself a drink. So what's the best way for you to practice your vocals where you're able to sing like a fast paced, or just how you write your songs? How are you able to keep your vocals at a pace where you're not getting out of breath? Because me, oh boy.
That's actually a really good question. So one, the first and most probably obvious is practice, right? I practice literally every single day. I need to, but some things that I do for practice is literally breathing exercises. I literally practice breathing, which is so wild to say out loud, but like it honestly, like it's super important. Like I'll literally like take a one big breath, and on that single breath count to 60. On that single breath. And I do it like 1, 2, 3. And that's literally just building and strengthening my lungs, right? Another thing, which is something I've been slacking on, I'm not gonna front. But it's exercising and singing at the same time. So like, what do I mean by that? I will hop on a treadmill and I will sing while I'm running on the treadmill, or be on the bike and sing while I'm biking. Or like what I've been more recently doing, dancing and singing, because I'm trying to like, you know, build that into the brand. But I love to dance. So I really want to be one of those performers who is dancing while they're singing. So I've been like trying to practice doing that as well. And all of that really is like helping like strengthen lung capacity and things like that. So I hopefully don't get out of breath when I'm live.
Do you feel like that's why some artists is like take a break and they talk to the audience so they could like just catch up? Because
no, that's absolutely why. like 1000%. That's literally what my vocal teacher is always telling me to do when I have gigs. So like this year was my first time having like my own opening set for an artist, right? And there's the artist with this band called Boy Blue. They're so talented, so incredible. They literally have a song with like Bowling for Soup. I don't know if anyone like remembers Bowling for Soup. But
yeah, that was like early 2000s,
like so essential to my childhood, right? But I was opening up for them, and it was my first time. It was a 45 minute set, and I was like, oh my God, because normally when I have gigs they're like 4 hours, and you'll say like 4 hours, what's 45 minutes? But like I'm usually with like one, maybe two other singers, sometimes three, and like we're all taking breaks, like switching between songs and things like this. So it was my first time like having to do 45 minutes myself consecutively. And if any of y'all see me perform, I'm not like, I don't stand still. I don't like standing still. I like to move.
So yeah, that's how I felt like during karaoke. I don't want to just stand there. I have to like walk around just way like I'm not like stiff.
Exactly. And I feel like that's also like how you connect with who you're singing with. Right?
Yeah.
You know, like it's not fun if I'm just like, I feel like I'm singing like to myself. And like, it's almost like I'm singing in the shower, you know? And that's not what I'm there to do. I'm there to sing with people. I want to like vibe off the energy with the people I'm with, right? So like,
yeah.
When I had that gig, my vocal teacher, he made a huge, huge point or deal about talk in between all your songs, like do it, because you're gonna thank yourself for that break. Also, it's just important in terms of like being able to connect with the audience, right? Because if I just sit in there singing songs back to back, like if I sing an original, what are the odds you even knew what it meant?
Yeah. Or,
like what the song was even called. You know, like it's so important to have those moments when you talk in between songs, because it really does a lot, not only for you as the singer in terms of taking a break, but just like connecting with the audience, them really taking in what you just sang, you know, giving them a moment to like process what that song was, or how do I check it out if I want to go listen to it on Spotify, things like that, you know?
Yeah, like, because I noticed, like, with Ed, he's like, you know, this first song, you know, in the past, we talked about, like, love and heartbreak. Now we're getting to, like, the fun part of the song that don't really have meanings, but just to have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I think that's the thing with artists is today is to connect with the people and to let them know that you're not alone. So if you're writing a song about, like, heartbreak or you know, love or death, whatever it may be, and someone's struggling with it at that moment in that time, they're going to go to you and listen to you and be like, you know what? I'm going to try and clear my head by listening to this song.
Absolutely. And I think about it in the performance aspect. Like, you open up a song explaining, like, yeah, this is a song about heartbreak or a time where I was, like, faced with this big adversity, right? Like, everyone is going to listen more intently after that, now knowing what the song is about. Like, holy crap, because we're not cussing, holy crap, I feel this right now. This song is like hitting me to my core now that I'm also listening to it and now knowing what it's about, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, so I got the Shivers video.
Oh heck yeah, let's see it.
All right, let's just post this up. Yeah, you can see how I like got out of breath.
I am so curious.
Because I had to do an Edge song for my brother.
Oh, absolutely. I know that's his fave.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I don't know why.
I changed
it. No, you changed it. Ooh, okay, so what was the title of the song?
I'm dead.
What is the name of the song?
I saw him in concert at MetLife Stadium. I'm going to say Shivers by Ed Sheeran.
Woo! So amazing. I got for all of you. Doug.
Change, sorry if I kill the song. Everybody clap.
I tried playing the guitar.
I kicked an arrow to the heart.
Got to the air guitar.
I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Oh yeah, I want it all. Lift it on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Oh yeah, I want
it all.
And you got me feeling like I want to be that guy. I want to kiss your eyes. I want to drink that smile. I want to feel like my soul's on fire. I want to stay up all day and all night. Yeah, got me feeling like,
ooh, I love it when you do it like that. Oh, that was it.
Oh, that was it. Dang, I was ready for that hook.
Well, I have more of it, but I didn't want to take up too much of your time.
No worries. No, you're good. But listen, I love that you sang some Ed Sheeran, first of all, for your brother.
I had to do that.
That man is so relevant. And I've been finding that he's also so much more popular than I realized.
Yeah. I didn't think he was that popular. When I went to his concert at MetLife, packed.
I fully believe it. My coworker actually went, and he's been sending me all these videos and all these just talks of Ed Sheeran. I'm like, holy cow, man. Like, Ed Sheeran's always, don't get me wrong, like, Ed Sheeran's got clout. You know what I mean? Like, he's been relevant for so long. But I don't know. Like, I feel like since I don't listen to the radio anymore, because what's the radio, right?
Yeah.
You don't realize, like, how big some of these people still are, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to do, like, it's like fast money. I just ask you questions and see if you could answer it within a time frame. So we're going to go like 2 minutes.
Okay.
So the first question I'm going to ask you is, if there is an artist you could do a duet with, who would it be?
Oh man, that's a good question. If it was Ariana Grande, I would literally be in tears. I don't know if I could keep it together if she asked me to do a duet with her. Outside of that, if I got the chance to do a duet with Bruno Mars, I would lose my mind. Lose my absolute mind.
I could see you doing that.
You know, because I feel like we're both like really like high up there, so we could do some like crazy harmonies together. I thought it'd be really neat.
If there was an arena or a stadium that you could tour in, where would it be?
Madison Square Garden. That is like the dream. I like that. Like, it's been on my bucket list since I was a kid, even though I didn't know I wanted to be a singer. But like, I've always dreamed of like singing in Madison Square Garden.
All right. Next question. If there was an artist that you can go to and pick their brain, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. That is a really good question. There was an artist who I could pick their brain. I feel like I would pick. Who would I pick, honestly? I feel like I. Beyonce. I would.
Talented.
Yeah, like I'd love to pick her brain because it's not like, like on top of like the being able to sing, like she's just all around a performer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She checks every single box. And I would love to be able to pick her brain in terms of like how she got as talented as she is. I mean, of course it was practice, but like, what was she practicing? What is she doing to practice? Things like that, you know?
Next question.
Emmy.
Of all the bands out there, who would you want to be the lead singer for?
Who would I want to be the lead singer? You see, that's tough because I don't want to replace no lead singers. But
yeah, that is a tough question.
I'll say there's a couple bands that I really like. Dance Gavin Dance. I love Dance Gavin Dance. Tillian's voice is out of this freaking world. If I could do a song with Tillian, I would lose my mind.
Would you rather write songs about being in love or a heartbreak?
Well, you've had to have been in love to be able to write songs about being in love. All my
that
songs
is true.
About heartbreak or people playing games. So I'm going to say for now heartbreak, since I really like haven't experienced love like that.
Yeah. All right. And then the last question I'm trying to think. Would you rather sing and play guitar or just sing?
Well, I don't play guitar. Well, I'm learning guitar and I'm real bad at it. But if I had to choose between singing and playing piano, because I do play keys, it'd definitely be just singing. I'd like to be able to graduate to play keys and sing at the same time. But like, it takes a little bit too much focus from both ends.
All right. Now I'm going to pick your brain a little bit before we head out. If there was someone that wanted to be a singer, you know, they were trying to find themselves what they wanted to be for their career, their life, could have played sports just like you and realized it wasn't for them, what would you tell them? What would be that advice?
That advice. So I'll tell them what I always wanted to hear growing up. And it's that don't pay attention to what people think or say. Don't be afraid of judgment, because all that matters in this life is how you feel about it. You only get one life to live. So why not spend it chasing the dream that you want? Don't chase someone else's dream.
That was perfectly said. That's how I feel.
Right.
As you saw, every night I advertised the show.
Oh, I sure did. And now look at it. I'm here on it.
Yeah. Now you're a guest.
Absolutely. We're manifesting success in our passions, dude.
What was my last? I had a question in my head, and I just, oh, what was it? Would you tell, if someone wanted to know what they should sing, what would you tell them? To sing from their heart or to sing something that people would just love for, like, the beat of it, the hit of it, the excitement of the music? Is it more important to sing how you're feeling or just to write songs that people may love?
I think singing songs that you feel truly connected to is so much more impactful, right? Because like, for me, even I experience this, right? Like, even as a singer, like if I sing, for example, at weddings, I get often asked to sing things like Sweet Caroline. Not my favorite song.
Yeah, me too.
Right? But, you know, when I'm practicing that with my vocal coach, Like, he'll say, like, yeah, like, you're singing the notes, but I don't feel what you're singing. Right? I feel no connection to the song. It means, like, I don't love the song. And because of that, people don't connect with the song when I sing it. So if you ask me, I think the most important thing is to pick a song that you feel connected to, because that's when you're really going to draw in a crowd. That's when you're going to draw in an audience, right? Like when I was singing Thinking Out Loud, for example, like that is a song.
Yeah, I was not to mean to interrupt you. I was connected to that. I was like paying attention to you when you were singing it.
Yeah, because that's a song that, like, you know, when I think of the lyrics, I really feel something, and I'm often not gonna lie, I'm someone who like thinks out loud. So
yeah,
it was something where I can really like dig deep and feel those emotions and really like bring it out, so that way the audience could also feel it with me and go along that journey with me, you know?
All right, James is over here. James, do you have any questions for Jason? Not that he could think of. Well, do you want him to sing Thinking Out Loud for you since you missed it? Do you want to sing Thinking Out Loud quick? Like maybe a few lyrics?
Absolutely. I'ma put on the music for y'all too. Give me a second.
Cause you missed it on the karaoke night. Sorry, James. James, you gonna come over and I'll give you the headphone? All right,
let's see. Thinking Out Loud karaoke, because you know we need the karaoke.
Oh yeah, I don't know if you've seen, at the end of every episode we do karaoke.
Wait, I have not seen. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, excuse
me. Yeah, we've done like I Want It That Way. We did She Will Be Loved yesterday for my Latin friends who are on the show. He didn't want to sing Pepas. I made sure he did it.
That's amazing.
So now we got Ed Sheeran for some karaoke before we head out.
Come on, yeah. Tell me if like you can hear the music. Can you hear the music?
Yeah.
Matt. All right, I'm starting over.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, well, your mouth still remember the taste of my love. Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? And darling, I will be loving you till 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less hard at 23. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Yeah, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Hey, kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your hand on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe we found love
right where you are.
Should I keep going?
That was good. James, do you have any... You want to say something?
Can he hear that?
Yeah, he heard it.
Oh.
You want to say something before we head out? All right, he said good job. He's camera shy a little bit.
Tell him I said thank you so much.
That was good. See, you could, when you sang that song, you were able to see the passion in you, and it kind of means something to you, that song.
Honestly, it does hold a very special place in my heart. This one, actually, believe it or not, it was my callback song for my acapella group that I ended up like doing in college. So like that was like my first callback, my first audition ever. So it was like this song like definitely holds a special place in my heart.
All right, Jason, this has been a pleasure. I'm glad you were able to come on this episode. I'm glad we met in the middle of the ocean. I'm glad you and Shane reconnected after all these years.
Literally, that's so wild.
Definitely got to have you on again in the future. That was a good episode.
Yeah. Oh, dude, absolutely. And honestly, thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure being able to chat with you and just like learn a little bit more about each other and each other's journeys.
Yeah, I didn't know you played sports.
I didn't know you was a hockey player. Shoot.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Well, all right, buddy, thanks for coming on. Who knows, maybe I'll see you in the middle of the ocean again.
I mean, listen, I definitely don't want that to be my last cruise, I could tell you that.
Oh, part. Not my last either,
that part. Yeah, so I might see you in the middle of the Atlantic. Shoot.
Yeah, for sure, you never know.
That's right.
All right, buddy, thanks for coming on. I'll see you again.
Sounds good. Thank Bye-bye. You Doug.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.
Hold on, because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So well,
look at that water behind me, James.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get
Democrats.
Behind.
Thanks to the Democrats. Well, thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and, like, do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like,
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah. Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's pretty.